is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All righty, it is Wednesday here, 6 minutes after the hour. Unchecked power. This is an interesting piece I found online. Unchecked power has allowed public unions, to establish member benefits that put a huge burden on you and I, the taxpayers. That, according to the Competitive Enterprise Institute in a report released yesterday. The report, How Government Unions Undermine Upward Mobility and What Can Be Done About It. It was written by CEI Journalism fellow Carrie Sheffield. She found public sector unions have been able to force policies through effectively crippling essential government programs. Through public sector collective bargaining, they then increase the cost of these programs, generally with little resistance from politicians, despite the burden on taxpayers. Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner, Johnny. That's why we have so many municipalities in this country that are broke. I didn't need CEI to tell me, but I'm glad they did. Public sector unions may claim they stand up for the little guy, but generally, they aren't representing blue-collar workers against a better-educated white-collar management, Sheffield said in a statement. Government unions represent skilled white-collar workers who enjoy big benefits and job security courtesy of the taxpayer. And the deals are made between the politicians and the union leaders to get their membership out to the polls, and we'll give you these big offerings of benefits and health benefits and retirement benefits and dental and optical and whatever it is. We'll give you all of these things, but you have to vote for me. Where I come from, that would be a felony. That is buying votes. Oh, wait, where I come from, they created a thing called Social Security in the 1930s, allegedly trying to help people. When really the whole goal and the thrust of Social Security is to buy votes, which they've continued to do for 85 years now. Buy votes. Don't you vote for those Republicans, you know, if you do. They're going to take these benefits away from you. Well, how is that not buying votes? And Social Security, I might add, was never intended to be a retirement plan. It was supposed to be supplemental income on top of whatever else you did. You did. Not what your neighbors did. Social Security is supposed to be here to be supplemental to what you did, what you earned, how much you worked. Not a retirement plan for you and your kids. That's not what it's supposed to be, and it shouldn't be today. And it is crippling financially. And I say that knowing full well I may never see any Social Security. In fact, it's likely I'll never see a nickel. Anyhow, often those skills go to waste as union tendency is to reward tenure and connections rather than merit. It's based on how much time you've been there, not how good you are at the job. Their procedures then stunt innovation and ambition, Sheffield concludes, often affecting people from the socioeconomic backgrounds most in need of the services the public sector actually does provide. Their monopoly on labor, the necessity of their services, and their propensity to strike make for a costly cocktail. Politicians rarely stand up to them either. Those few who do, like Republican Governors Chris Christie, Scott Walker, or Bruce Rauner, along with Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo, face long, intense legal and political battles, often at the behest of other policy goals. The public sector is where unions have been able to expand, while the private sector has seen a steady decrease in union membership since the 1970s. But the public sector unions have rapidly expanded. under the stewardship of feckless politicians. I think we got one on the line there. Steve, welcome to the program on the hotline.
Good morning. You know, this is not tremendously unlike the undue influence of, like an example would be the Michigan Road Builders Association, where they go up and peddle influence. And that is non-union. It's the Political Action Committee applications overall. It's not just the unions.
So what do you think it is? I mean, clearly you see a problem here. The relationship, and I've seen this for years. Obviously, there is a relationship between public sector unions and politicians that unfairly burdens the taxpayer.
It's not just public sector unions. It's any time you have a political action committee peddling influence. And until you do away with the total PAC network, you're not going anywhere. You're picking on a sector rather than to apply pressure on the bigger problem.
Unless we're willing to change everything,
political action committees in general.
So unless we're willing to change everything, we shouldn't change anything? That's your position?
Until you dissolve the political action committees, period, all of them, all you're doing is picking on a sector.
Well, no, you're correcting one problem at a time. I take issue with the way you're characterizing it. If you can fix one section at a time, then you're fixing one section at a time. You know, just because you can't fix everything doesn't mean you shouldn't fix anything. I don't buy that.
Why does one sector have to suffer when there's a far bigger problem? It's systemic. It's almost systemic.
I don't know if the PACs are a far bigger problem than public unions. I don't know if I agree with that either. I think public unions have been a detriment in many places, time and time again. It's not because of political action committees that Michigan's $150 billion in debt. It's not because of political action committees that Detroit went broke. Come on. That's not accurate.
Yes, it is. It is a piece of the bigger problem.
Yeah, but the bigger problem is
influence.
The bigger problem is politicians being in bed with unions oftentimes, offering great retirement packages, benefit packages, health, welfare, dental, optical, and every other damn thing you can think of. Anyhow, Steve, thanks for the call.
And political action committees. Look at the ineptness of this legislative body. They can't even get a bill through to fix our roads.
That may be true, but there are still public sector unions cleaning the halls of that fine institution. Steve, thank you for calling. It's 13 after the hour on a Wednesday. We'll take calls all day long on these topics, 888-900-9966. I appreciate where you're coming from, and welcome the conversation always. It's the Steve Gruber Show, 888-900-9966. By the way, brought to you by Mesa. Mm-hmm. Good business, good health, and great schools. Mesa bringing you this hour of the program, 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. It's Wednesday on the Steve Gruber Show.